We are learning Daf Lamed Dalem Aleph, the last Amud in Erechin, and we are starting from the two dots on the bottom of Lamed Gimel on the base. It says the Mishnah, Kahanim v'Leviim moichim la'olam v'goyalim la'olam. That means that the Kahanim and Leviim can be goyal their properties forever. They get it back by Yevil, and they can even redeem it right away, and through all the time they can redeem it. Tana Rabbanan, Gulos Olam Tila Leviim. The Pasuk says that the Leviim could be redeemed forever. Ma Tama Leimer. Why do you need this Pasuk? Kvisha Nemar, it says by regular state Achuza, the Mispar Shnei Tavoy Simachalach, that you have to wait 2 years until you can redeem it. Yachal Avzekain, maybe this is also the same way that you have to wait 2 years until you redeem it. Tama Leimer, Gulos Olam Tila Leviim. Pasuk says, no, they don't have to wait 2 years. They could do Gulam Yad. And another thing, it says that if someone's makdish a field and someone else is goyal it, the halacha is by yevil goes to the kahanim. So you would think sada leviim also that the makdish it and someone else was redeems it, it goes back to the kahanim by yevil. Maybe a levi also. They have a gula forever and it goes back to them by yevil. Another thing, a third drasha, that if you have a house in a walled city, in a city with a wall, the halacha is if after a year you don't redeem it, it goes to the letzmisus, it goes to the person who bought it forever. Yochel avzeh came maybe by a levi's house also. Tamulema gulas oylam tiel alavim teaches us that gulas oylam tiel alavim, it should be, it'll be forever. They have a geula even on a bayis yerchayma. The first two lachya, I would think that you have to wait 2 years, or by Yev goes to the Kahanim, very good. But the thing that we said, that a bayis in a walled city for a Levi, that he could redeem it, what's the case? Mi islu, there's no such thing as a walled city by Leviim. But Tanya, Luntan Abraisa, or Malolu, the cities of the Leviim that they have Ori Miklot, that's used for someone who kills someone with Shagig, he goes to those cities. Ain't oisim oisam loy kefarim ktanim. It can't be small little cities. And the reason why it can't be a small little city is because you have to have room for the roitzeach who did the shagig to move in there. So it has to be a big city, you know, a little city with a little size. Loy karachim gedalim. It can't be too big of a city because, and a big city usually has a wall actually, but it can't be a big city because then the goyal hadam, the person who's trying to kill the roitzeach, trying to take revenge on the roitzeach, could sneak into the city without even realizing. Therefore, Ori Mikla has to be a Yoriz Bainis. It has to be an in-between size city without a wall. So the kasha is, we know that Ori Chayma is not possible for Leviim. So how is it possible that a Levi sold a house in a city with a wall? He doesn't have such a thing as a Levi has a wall around his city. It's not such a thing. Omrav Kano le kasha. Kansha hukaf b'sav yoshav. Kansha yoshav b'sav hukaf. Of course, when you make a city of the Leviim, it can't have a wall. But here the case was that after they moved in, they put a wall around it. The Leviim put a wall around it. And even though you're not allowed to, but for the time being, there was a wall around it, and that's when the Havavino Ubi has din Bati Erechayma. Kamash Malam doesn't have a din of Bati Erechayma. Break the Gemara, put a wall later on, V'chiyai Gavna Mi'ahav Erechayma. Is that called a Chayma to qualify for Bati Erechayma? V'atayim Luntan Abraisa, V'ish Kiyimker Bayis Moishav Erechayma. It says if someone sells a Bayis, Moishav Erechayma. So it sounds like the Bayis was set in a city with a wall. Shehuka Abseif Yashav. It has to have a wall first and then they moved in. Loish Yashav Abseif Hukav. And Yachal, so it says clearly you have to have the wall first. Now Yachal Afilik Afua Yisrael, who made the wall first? Was it Yisrael or Goy? Nema Kan Chayimah Menel Hamon Chayimah. It's a different pasuk of Chayimah. It says, Kol Eila Orem Betzureis Chayimah Gavoya. It says, and that's talking about the Goy made the wall. So Mal Halim Vayde Chavim has to be made by non-Jews, the wall. The original was the non-Jews. Afa Yachan Vayde Chavim. So right, two halachas for the wall. The wall has to be there first, and it also has to be made by a guy. What if a guy puts on the wall afterwards? That work? Nemal halon chayma. It says later on chayma. That other pasuk we just read about nemakan chayma. Mal halon evuchavim koyin lachin. It's like the guy made it originally. Afkan evuchavim koyin lachin. So what you see from here is that the wall has to be there originally. So Haki said the case of Ur Leviim was that they first moved in Leviim, then they put up the wall. That doesn't qualify for Bata Erechayma. So back Shver, what do you need a pasuk, a drasha, and this brisa to teach us that Bata Erechayma, la Leviim, or you can redeem it forever, and it's not Litzmisos, there's no such thing as Bati Ari Chayim by Leviim. And for the Gemara, Tegem Rav Yisrael Reider Rav Sal, Chassidik Reider Rav Papa, Gunshinoflu Lehen, and the girl, May Yeshua, and they separated these 48 cities, and the city that landed by them, Heinem Begrashayim, came with a wall. And that was the case, it came with a wall. So that's how it's possible to have a Levi city with a wall. You plan on knocking it down. You have to knock it down. So what exactly, how could that be called? If you plan on knocking it down, how could that be called a walled city? You knock it down. Mystery. And before you knocked it down, if you sold then a bias, it should have a din of Ari Chayim, a lichlet to, and should be able to keep it. Like a din of Bati Ari Chayim. That you could redeem it forever, and there's no din bate arei chayma by these things. There is no din bate arei chayma by these things. Tana rabbanan, megleren to the brisa. Kesoda hacherim. So that's ad kan the drasha of Balavim. Now we're going to a different drasha now. Tana rabbanan. It says in the pasuk that the soda that goes out by yovel. It says by yasoda v'tzeis of yovel. This means someone was makdashit. And then someone else redeemed it. Allah is Vayevil, it goes to the Kahanim. And the Pasuk says like this: Vayasoda v'tzeis v'yevil kodesh l'Hashem k'stei acherim akoyin t'yechuz asay. It appears a stei achuza that was redeemed from hektish, and now Vayevil goes to the Kahanim. It appears the stei acherim. Now, what's that drasha exactly? We had this before this Gemara a little bit, and now the Gemara is explaining this. Turn around, bottom. K'soda acherim akoyin t'yechuz asay. Ma tam olema. What is this teaching us? You know what's teaching us? V'nayin l'koyin. That got a sada cherim. He got a sada cherim. It's his sada. He was makdashit. Mikdash to charmai. Stay charmai. And now, someone else redeemed it. And what happens by Yevil? So Yevil, my hobby, it's the Kahanim. It goes to the Kahanim anyway by Yevil. By Rei Tachas Yadi. And I am the owner. So it should go back to me. Tei Shalish should go back to me by Yevil. V'dinu. V'shal ha-cherim in Yezeicha. V'zeicha other people's fields. V'shal ha-atz v'la koshken. And should get my own field back on Yevil? I get other people's field. I'm a Kayin. So if I still get my own field back, it's teaching us two stei acherim. It's about bal lamed. It came to teach us something, but nimtza lamed is learning out from stei achuza. Makish stei charmel stei achuza shal Yisrael. Mas stei achuza shal Yisrael. Yoytz v'tachas yodai. A stei achuza of Yisrael that was redeemed from hektish. Doesn't go back to him. Goes to the Kahanim. Also, the charma. Also, a coin stay charma. Yoytzim etachas yada. He leaves his hand. Goes to the brothers of the Kahanim. Rabbi Yehavina is those kavachayim. Madlik gets all the people's fields. If so, gets his own. Kamashla. No, the pasuk says we learn stay acherim from stay achuza. That's the pasuk says kis stay acherim. It looks like you're learning out like stay acherim, but it's learning to learn from there. So you learn stay acherim from stay achuza, just like stay achuza goes back to the Kahanim. A stei acherim, which is a koyin's field that he was makdish and someone else redeemed it, goes back to the kahanim b'yoyvel. The Mar just made a drasha, and the havamina that he should get it himself, the koyin should get it back himself, was because of kavachomer. The kavachomer was what? V'dinu v'shal acherim ani zeicha. So therefore, I for sure should be zeicha someone else's. Right, the Mar kasha mi dami. When you get someone else's back on yoyvel. You don't get it back yourself, the whole field. You split it up with the rest of the Kahanim. He's zeicha with other people. He wants the whole thing. There's no kavachayim on that. So what's the hava mean? You get a whole field back. His whole right on it was only, his kavachayim was, because everyone gets it back by Yevil. He gets it back by Yevil, it's only a chelik. He doesn't get the whole thing back. You would think, since there's an apostate, the Ish Kadosh of Lo Yiyu, Rama Chama says there's a different Havmin. The Havmin is from a different Drasha. It says by Kadoshim, if someone wants to bring an Oila or a Chatos, he doesn't have to give it to the Mishmah. Usually, the carbon goes to the Mishmah who's there at that time. They kind of were working in the Mishmah at that time. But if a Kohen himself wants to bring a carbon, he could bring it for himself. Lo Yiyu, it could be for himself, and he could get the skins and the meat, whatever he wants. So you would think also that the field is also Hanami Kadoshov Damis, like Kadoshim, just like Kadoshim says, Lo Yiyu, here was Lo Yiyu. Kamashul on the Pasuk of Stei Acherim, Kastei Achuza, that you learn from Stei Achuza. That's the Gemara. And Taisba warns that the Brisa says a different reason, says a Kavachimer, saying the Kavachimer is just like a Svara, but the Iker reason would be from this half of this Pasuk. So the Gemara, no, what's the having from that Pasuk? Midami, Kadoshov, Labrashusai. There you're getting Kadoshim from the Mizbeach. Yeshulchan Gevaya Kazachos. There, the Torah says you can have it. It's not a dimyan to here, which is talking about something that doesn't come from the Mizbeach. Halcha B'Shusa, here it's coming from a Rishus, from his own Rishus. It's coming from the Rishus of a person, from a Hedya, not from Yeshulchan Gevaya. El Marav Nach, when Havmin is different. It's Yisrael Amina, Holy B'Ksiv, Ki Achuzas Oilam Ilahem. It says about a stay, a Sada of a Levi, that it's Achuz Oilam for him. So you would think, you would think this is also a stay cherem is his achuzah, and therefore, just like by Levi, if he's makdash, it doesn't go to Kana, but he ever gets it for himself. See, here also, this is the stay cherem is his version of achuzah, and maybe he should keep it. Even by Yevil, it should not go to Kana. Kamash malah, nachuzah, achuzah, in charm reloy. And Rashi explains what it means. That's not a drush from the achuzah, the drush is from the hekish, like the Bryce says, the hekish of stay achuzah teaches us that just like stay achuzah goes back to the Kahanim by Yevil, not to him. Same thing by Estei Acherim. And different than Levium, where there it says, Kechuzah Oilam Hiloi. Here, Acherim is not Achuzah, and Acherim Vada goes back. And again, they also did hear the Havamina was, because the Apostle says, Kechuzah Oilam Hiloi, the Bryce says the Havamina was of Kavachayim. As Taisus also speaks out, same Taisus, the Ramaschal Omar, that really the Ikka thing was from the Pasuk, but the Bryce wrote a Kavachayim to throw in a Isvara. Hardun Allah, Chamoicha, Sadeu, Veslika Law, Mesech, Das Erechin. Mazel Tov, everyone.